Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Jude starting in verse 17 and ending in verse 25. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. But you, my dear friends, must remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ predicted. They told you that in the last times there would be scoffers whose purpose in life is to satisfy their ungodly desires. These people are the ones who are creating divisions among you. They follow their natural instincts because they do not have God's Spirit in them. But you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith, pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you will keep yourselves safe in God's love, and you must show mercy to those whose faith is wavering. Rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. Show mercy to still others, but do so with great caution, hating the sins that contaminate their lives. Now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time, and in the present, and beyond all time. Amen. Once again, that was Jude verse 17 through 25 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. The best defense is love. Jude tells us to build each other up, pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, wait with hope for the mercy of Jesus at his coming, show mercy to those who are wandering, rescue those who have walked from Christ, and show even more mercy to those who are deliberately sinning. Strong mercy, deep love, and bold truth, this is how we follow Christ and protect each other. Often, we speak bold truth but don't have strong mercy or gentle love that reaches out to those who are wandering from the Lord. At other times, we try to show acceptance, but this is not mercy or truth. Mercy calls sin what it is, but patiently and with grace reaches out to others, loving them even if they will not choose to change. Don't run from the world, run to the world with God's love, truth, and mercy. Evaluate your own life with the same. God has filled us with his Spirit and strength so that we can reach out and fill the earth with his mercy. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How are love, mercy, and truth the best defense against false teaching? Do you struggle more with speaking truth or being loving and merciful? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.